You're listening to SBS News.
This week, Australia experienced its worst day of the pandemic yet, with the largest rise in daily coronavirus cases, and is expected a sharp rise in deaths will follow in the coming weeks. Professor Peter Collingnon from the Australian National University estimates one death for every 100 cases.
That was based in the first wave we had in Australia, the total number of cases we had and the total number of deaths. Basically it was about 1.4%. And because we're probably better at finding cases now than before, you know, there were 1% is a estimate based on the figures already available in Australia, but it could be 0.7%, it could be 1.4%. We'll be wiser as we have more cases, unfortunately.
He's the author of a study into the COVID-19 fatality risk in Australia and South Korea. The report found deaths lag behind case confirmation by an average of 13.7 days in Australia and 15.1 days in South Korea. This means it will likely be 2 weeks before there is news about casualties related to recent infections.
The reason for that is you make a diagnosis and you know that people have got it, but then they can get sicker, they get admitted to hospital, they'll be supported in intensive care, and luckily in Australia most people survive, but a certain percentage don't. But that always means there's a lag between the time or the numbers diagnosed and the numbers dying, and it's about a 2 week and sometimes even 3 week lag period.
Age is one of the most important factors in a patient's survival. People under 50 have a 0.1% chance of dying from the coronavirus, that's 1 in 1,000, whilst those over the age of 80 have a 10% chance based on the infections and deaths so far recorded in Australia. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says three of the deaths recorded today were linked to aged care homes. Mr Andrews has also previously pointed out that many more elderly residents are at risk in the state.
There are 45 aged care settings that have positive cases. There are 383 positive cases in connection. As for a breakdown, I think it's roughly 50-50 staff to residents.
But overall, the 20s and 30s age bracket in Australia has the highest infection rate, and this trend is expected to continue as older, more at-risk people are likely to take more precautions. Associate Professor Sanjaya Senanyake says this behaviour has been replicated overseas.
If we're seeing the pattern that they're seeing in the southern states in the US, where there's a very large outbreak at the moment, they've noticed that the age demographic is about 10 to 15 years younger with that second surge in those southern states, which means that it's less elderly people and probably less people at risk of a severe disease are getting infected. It's more healthy young people, so you may see less deaths.
More than 100 people have died from COVID-19 in Australia so far. The Ruby Princess cruise ship remains the largest cluster of coronavirus cases and deaths in Australia, with 20 deaths linked to the ship. Almost 40 deaths are now connected to aged care facilities, including 17 at Sydney's Newmarch House. The most devastating day so far was the 7th of April when 7 people died. This came 10 days after Australia's first wave peak in the daily case count on March the 28th. And you can stay up to date in coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.